Hey, your artistic director, Jeff, here to let you know about another great IBRT program. Do you love audio drama, but are looking for something a bit more visual? Allow me to introduce you to our good friend, Victor of Victor's Reality. Victor is a successful YouTuber and IBRT fan who's building us the most amazing channel you've ever seen. It's IBRT audio drama with fantastic animated images that help tell the story. You can see stories from Frozen Frights, The Rack, Mystery on the Air, and more. Just head on over to YouTube and search for the Icebox Radio Theater, not to be confused with the Icebox Radio Workshop channel, which is run here in International Falls. It's radio now with pictures. But don't worry, Victor doesn't change a single line or sound effect in the audio. He just makes them better. That's the Icebox Radio Theater on YouTube. Check it out today by searching for the Icebox Radio Theater. That's right. That's right. Once again, it is the Icebox Radio Theater, and this is the CRISPR, coming to you live from International Falls, Minnesota. A beautiful place, and it's a beautiful day. This is CRISPR number 672 for June the 15th, 2025. Happy Father's Day, one and all. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I have had a very nice Father's Day so far. Got a chance to communicate with all three of my kids and actually talk online to one of two of those. And we got a pretty good show today to talk about. Lots of Icebox Radio Theater news, some of which is beyond belief. We'll talk a bit of recording, which we did this last week, a little bit about the upcoming plans for the month of July, which is looking very, very, very busy. Podcasting, I know that has been on a lot of people's minds because there's something up with our podcast. I'll be talking about that in a bit. And stick around for the end of this version of the CRISPR. No, but I kind of want to change the name now. For this version of the CRISPR, I can't tell you much, but I will say there's going to be a big, big announcement coming. But first of all, of course, we want to check out everyone's favorite feature on this feature, and that is a look at SkyCam 1 and the weather here in the icebox of the nation. As you can tell, we are a ways away from icebox nests, as indeed we should be in June. 76 degrees, beautiful, actually not beautiful sunshine. The clouds are starting to come in because it's supposed to, rains are supposed to arrive tomorrow. But that's okay, right? A little bit of rain during the week and weather like this on 3rd Street. You can tell there the grass is green. The trees have entirely leafed in. I can tell you our apple trees here in the yard there goes a guy with a boat. A lot of those out today. A lot of dads going fishing. And there you go. There is the weather from the Icebox of the Nation. Hope you enjoyed that. Oh, my goodness. What go to next? Correspondence? Well, we can talk about correspondence a bit. But some of that has to do with the pre-forementioned information about podcasting. Did want to say, and actually I forgot to bring it up with me, we had a very nice article appear in Radiogram. That is the SpurredVac 6 times a year bi-monthly newsletter. And it came out pretty good. I wish I could say that a reporter contacted me and did that, but pretty much the reporter contacted me, or the editor did, and asked me to write it myself. And so we are in there, and I wish I could tell you where you could access this this particular article. I may try to just, you know, scan it and put it up online. Gonna have to ask them if that's okay, because I believe the only people who can access the SpurredVac newsletter are SpurredVac members. And by all means, join, because it's a wonderful organization. It's something you really should join. But we'll call that correspondence. Did hear, of course, from Glenn earlier. I think it was Glenn. Was it Glenn? Trying to remember now. But again, that had to do with podcasts, which I will deal with in just a little bit. But right now, let's talk about the metrics for the week. Twitter followers, 677. That's up 2 from last week, 675 then. Similarly, we gained a Facebook follower, 894 currently. That's 1 up from last week. Followers on Instagram, 293. That's actually 1 down from 294 last week. I apologize, incidentally, if you can hear the traffic in the background, but I have the window open because, again, it's 76 degrees. Still have 57 wonderful patrons, 35 fantastic members. Streaming radio station, bit of a dip, bit of a dip, just a bit. We have 635 listening events, or unique listeners, excuse me. That's down from 693 last week. These listeners represented 69 countries. That's down from 83. And 91.2% of the listeners dropped. And, 91.2% of the listeners listened for 30 seconds or less and then moved on. That's okay, folks. Thanks for checking us out. And that's down just slightly from the week before when it was 92.8%. And the top three countries who listened this week, once again, the USA came out on top. And once again, Germany and Russia switched places. Germany is now in second place. Russia is in third. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to everybody for listening to the streaming station. I was going to leave the podcast discussion to the end. So I'll leave the podcast statistics to the end so we can deal with other stuff first, because it's going to be kind of slow, honestly. I'm going to have to get a little bit technical, and I hope you guys all work qualify. Oh, Terry Hunt is on. Hello, Terry. Hi from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hope things are going well there. Things are going pretty good here, including the fact that we have a podcast coming out this week. Not only a podcast, but a Frozen Frights podcast. It's the Winter Warlock Returns. With the second project that we recorded this late spring, early summer. Actually, it was late winter, early spring, now that I think about it. The Blue Man is Watching You will be available to everybody on Thursday this week on the Frozen Frights podcast, and also to members and patrons on Tuesday of this week. I really enjoyed this show, and as a sidebar, this is interesting. Grace Flesland, who plays a little boy in the play, actually, she plays like a 10-year-old boy, Tommy, went to her grad party yesterday. I don't recall when I was growing up graduation parties being a big thing, and it might be that it is just a really big thing here in International Falls, but it was nice. We had tacos in a bag. Which you say, what on earth is that? If you don't know, it's you can actually go to the Doritos people. They will sell you a bag of tortilla chips that's designed to be opened up and turned into a kind of bowl by just ripping off one side. And then they had you know, taco meat and queso and vegetable. It was really good, actually. I know it sounds like, ugh, why would you eat it out of a bag? Well, typically you do tacos in a bag at like a swim meet. But Grace had them there along with the delicious cupcakes. But for the first time, I actually did the thing that's become popular online, where you take the cupcake, twist the top off, and then flip it upside down so the frosting's in the middle and it doesn't get all over your beard. I know, I'm sure you ladies worry about that. Anyway, it was a really nice party. And you'll want to tune in on Tuesday if you're a member, and on Thursday if you're not, to hear Grace as well as Carice Boyer and Justin Kaplik on to perform The Blue Man is Watching You. I'm in that one too, as of course the Winter Warlock, and then also as the Blue Man towards the end. What else did we do this week? Well, we did some recording. We were back in studio for the first time in a while. Kind of an interesting event, because for the first time, we not only had two remote actors, we had two remote actors in the same place. Trelawney Irwin came on, and I just forgot John's last name. John, her fiance, they live there in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And John is an actor as well and really wanted to be part of it. So John and Trelawney came on a single mic. They did a nice job, I'll say this. You don't really hear that there is any sort of microphone issue with the two of them, because there wasn't a microphone issue. It sounds great. And also Karen Schickel returned to our microphones. That was wonderful. And Ayla McIntosh came in. All of this for a play entitled Two Souls. The bad news is, the way the summer is shaping up, you probably won't hear this till Halloween. I will do my best, but you just got to space things out and make sure you do the best job you can with all of the projects that we have cooking. And with a very busy July and an August that's getting awfully busy as well. Maybe not Halloween, but definitely fall for Two Souls. Because I really want to do a good job on the sound design of this as well. We're not quite done recording. Trelawney still has some more work to do that I'll pop online with her hopefully sometime this week. And we can finish that up. But maybe if I come up with a good scene, I might put a preview up. I should really be doing that more, honestly. That's just the way it is. You know, real quick, I want to check. Sheila is here. Terry had checked in and said hello, and Sheila is as well. Sheila, are you here in the Northland or are you in the cities? Anyway, Well, I was going to make a comment about the news. If you don't know, we've had a tragedy here in Minnesota, but not really the purview of this feature. Just pray for everyone. Pray for everyone in law enforcement as they search for that criminal. 4th of July update. Well, we're in the in-between times, is all I can tell you, in that I have put out requests for ads from actual small businesses here in town, as well as a request for musicians, as well as a request for actors to come to our tent in the 4th of July festivities there at Smoky Bear Park and perform radio drama and live music, and none of these people have responded. Well, that's not true. Two businesses, I'll give them a free plug right now, Hasbarger Customs, which is a t-shirt and screen printing company. They did our 20th anniversary shirts, God bless them, as well as Balan's iSpace, which is a workspace. It's a little slice of urban living right here in International Falls. They donated right away, and I just haven't heard from anybody else, with the understanding we're still 3 weeks out from 4th of July, and we can work pretty fast. So that's kind of what we're doing. The businesses have been contacted. I think I'm going to have to recruit actors. I'm not that concerned because I was looking over the recruitment setup from last year and realized that pretty much no one on that group signed up until like the second. it was okay. It worked out. It does make things a little bit stressful there at the end. But what are you going to do? Something else I wanted to look up. Oh, that's right. Wanted to talk about the Frosty Awards. That's right. They're coming up. The nominating committee is coming together, or has come together. Mary, of course, she was on it the last couple of years. Who else do we have? Want to make sure we get everybody. Craig from St. Paul. He's not from St. Paul anymore. It's Craig Finseth. He's an author. He can say that. And Craig will be on the nominating committee once again. Mike Schramm and Rich Brown are also joining the committee this year. And we have a long list of plays because this goes back to June of 2020. So there's been a lot of radio drama in there. And there's a lot of great performances. And Mary is always first. So Mary has her nominations in. But just to keep track of the Frosty Awards, this is an award that we hand out for Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Play, and Best Writing, which is something I added last year when we started doing so many, old-time radio recreations. Let's honor some of these great scribes from old-time radio. Of course, you know, my stuff is in there as well. The reason we didn't originally have a writing award is I tended to write like 80% of everything, and it felt very self-indulgent to offer a best writing. But you will get a chance to vote in the month of July. But I'm giving the nominating committee the month of June to come up with nominations. So if you're a member or a patron, you can vote in the month of July for the Frosty Awards. And maybe we'll make an announcement at our live show on the 23rd that's coming to you from the band show. And that would be a good time to actually announce the Frosties. Or maybe the end of the month, we'll just have to see. One other thing I wanted to mention about 4th of July. We are working with a commentary team right now. I believe Justin has already agreed to come to the house and cover the parade, which was something we did last year that was really very successful. We have a 4th of July parade, happens to go right by the house. Now, 3rd Street is the main drag through town. It goes right by Studio 908, as we call it. And Justin and I had a great time doing commentary on the parade last year, and we hope to do it again. But I was hoping anyway, to get the whole Funny in a Small Town crew. Alas, Ayla tells me she is working that day. She's still low enough on the totem pole where she works that she has to work a holiday. So actually, 4th of July, she's going to be at work. But we'll see if Caleb can make it as well, and we might have a good time with three-man commentary team. Okay, so I promised you an explanation of the podcast situation, which we'll just go ahead and admit this is the boring part of the feature this week. Some of you, or at least one of you, has written in and said, "What's up with the podcast feed?" It tells me that I have all of these brand new shows that aren't brand new. I recognize the title. Well, the deal is, as I believe I've mentioned before, we are switching all of our podcasts to a different host. namely our website. For the last, you know, I can't even remember. I think it was maybe 10 years. No, it might be more than 10 years. We've been with Spreaker, which is a podcast hosting company. They were fine. It's just one of the major reasons that we chose Spreaker originally, because they weren't our original podcast host. And the reason we chose them is they had a live feature. You could actually podcast live. We used to do this CRISPR feature live week after week, which allowed you to sort of, you know, well, do actually what Sheila and Terry are doing, which is make comments and sort of join a little sense of community. Sheila is apparently in the cities. Well, it's beautiful weather here, Sheila, as you can tell from the feature before. But anyway, times are changing. We're looking to be a bit more efficient. Our website, which is through Squarespace, has a lot of potential for hosting as well. And I wasn't 100% certain that I wanted to continue with the multiple genre podcasts since we added this new one called IBRT Plays. And if you haven't subscribed to IBRT Plays, you really should, because it is all of our shows that are audio drama. So not this, not the CRISPR, but everything else on one feed. Long story short, we've pretty much moved over all of our podcasts from Spreaker to the website, to the new hosting service. Things are going to be a little different. There's going to be some new podcast feeds pop up, like Lance Manley deserves his own feed, I think. So Lance is going to get his own feed. Maybe the Winter Warlock, but I'm not so sure about that one. Whatever it is, the process is that you upload the files to the new server, and then you go to the old server, in this case Spreaker, and you tell them, hey, we're moving the podcast to this new address. And for some reason, when they do that, everyone who subscribes to you gets a whole list of shows. Basically, the entire podcast library gets resent to them. And I do apologize if your podcatcher is set to download, because that will really fill up your phone in a hurry. Myself, I don't download podcasts. I just stream them unless I'm going to be like on an airplane or something, and then I'll specifically download them. But I do apologize for the inconvenience, because we've moved a lot of shows in the last 2 weeks or so. Frozen Frights, Tales from the Rack, Old Time Icebox. All of these moved over. And yeah, that's pretty much it. What's going to happen is we're going to spend a couple of weeks, close to a month, just kind of letting things chill so that everyone's podcatcher moves over to the new feed, so that we're sure it does. And then we will be shutting down our account with Spreaker. Spreaker will no longer have an Icebox Radio Theater page. All of that will be through the website. The big question I've got right now is whether or not I want to continue updating the genre podcasts, like Frozen Frights, which is our horror series. Do I want to keep adding horror stories, horrible stories, to the Frozen Frights feed, or just put everything on IBRT Plays? And I'll tell you what, I would love to hear from you guys to see what you think about that question. Do we want to go ahead and continue to update IB or Frozen Frights or Tales from the Rack? Or do we want to simply focus everything on IBRT Plays? I think it's kind of six of one, half a dozen of the other. We'll just have to see. One thing I did want to mention, what was formerly called the Scoop Sisters Mysteries podcast, I renamed as Whodunits. Because I think for one thing, Rum Runner Sue deserves her own feed, and she has her own feed. That's really all there is to say about that. If we get a lot more Larry Snow episodes, I really enjoyed that series. I hope you enjoyed it as well. And if we get a lot more Larry Snow episodes, we will certainly give him his own feed. And that's that. But have you mentioned all that? If you go back, or if you remember, for the beginning of this edition of the CRISPR, I did mention that I was going to talk about podcast stats, because the metrics, you know, when I do the numbers for the social media accounts and for the streaming radio station, well, of course, I also do podcasts. But the numbers from Spreaker, I just don't apply anymore, because I think Spreaker is just now a relay system, sending listeners who come there or their computers or phones to this new address. So how are we going to judge podcasts? Well, for right now, I'm just going to give you what the website says is our total number of subscribers to all the feeds. And I think there's about 9 of them. And that total number of subscribers is 20,594. which sounds really cool. Although I think some of those are like one person subscribing to all nine feeds. Again, another reason to just stick with IBRT Plays. We'll have to see. Now, having said all that, I did want to mention that I'm going to be doing kind of a swan song with Spreaker over 4th of July, because it's going to be a lot easier with Spreaker to upload various short plays and songs that we perform in the park to the Spreaker account. See, Spreaker has sort of an automatic system that automatically posts it to Facebook so people can see. And so what you're going to get is, as we do a short play, because we're hoping to do, you know, several short plays at the pop-up radio station, I can use my phone to simply send that with, you know, very little trouble to the Spreaker feed. But it's going to be a brand new podcast feed. I think in the past few years, we've done the Icebox Radio Workshop feed, which is one of our least popular feeds on Spreaker. That'll probably not even go over to the new service. But we will be doing a Swan Song Spreaker podcast that'll probably be called Live from the Tent, or the Pop-Up Radio Station, or Happy 4th of July, or something like that. I'll decide that in the coming months. Okay, I've been talking a long time, and I haven't even gotten to the big tease. It's not an announcement yet, it's a tease. Just so you know, we have a fairly big thing coming in the month of August. That's right, after two shows in July and all kinds of other things, there is going to be, I think, a fairly big announcement, probably sometime in July, about a live show that this organization is going to be involved with. And all I'll tell you is that live show is not going to be happening in Minnesota, but actually in another place. So we'll call that the teaser. This is going to be pretty big. This is going to be a pretty big deal, and I look forward to telling you about it, just not this week. If you have questions or comments or complaints, iceboxradio51@gmail.com. We're at Icebox Radio at Facebook and Twitter, and at Radio Icebox at Instagram. Again, podcast this week. Look for IBRT Plays. Yes, I'm going to go ahead and do Frozen Frights at least one more show. And it is The Winter Warlock Presents The Blue Man Is Watching You. That is coming up on Tuesday for members and patrons, and on Thursday for everybody. So until next time, this is Jeff saying thanks for the download and reminding you to keep listening. Goodbye, everybody, and happy Father's Day. And I got the wrong screen up. Now, happy Father's Day.